Welcome to the Wisdom Within podcast. I'm your host, Sonia Lin. This is season 4, episode 11. And the focus today is about the blessings that come from within. And as we explore the depths of our inner selves to uncover the divine essence that resides within each of us, you're guided on this journey of self-empowerment, self-discovery, and to spiritual enlightenment, to love, truly loving yourself, understanding, first rediscovering who you truly are, and able to, in order to truly love the divine light that you are, towards the liberation of untethering your soul and enlightenment. So it's a profound journey into the depths of your inner self, exploring the timeless truth, the blessings. They come from within, just as some previous episodes have been talking about, you know, searching beyond, outside of ourselves, in the outside world for joy or peace, blessings, bliss, when it's an inward journey into the whole universe and world that we have here within, in the greater collective universe. So before I go through, I just had pulled up a couple, as Joel Osteen says, when you focus on being a blessing, God makes sure that you are always blessed in abundance. And that's true. As we raise our energy, that's the law of like energy attracts like energy. So when we raise our energy for ourselves, and then as a collective consciousness, it's raising the vibration not from the inside world into also the outside world. And that's where greater happiness, abundance, wisdom, intuition, and health, that's it's all from within. So let's delve into the, you know, profound truth that's echoed through the ages, the concept that blessings are from within, because we are the very conduits of the divine grace, our higher self, our true nature of who we are. So in a world often fraught by the uncertainty and challenges, and, you know, when I say challenges, the pains, the struggles, you know, it's the struggles in life truly are our greatest teachings and blessings, to heal the area of patience. Patience is one of the main 12 categories of healing, to be more sensitive, and to step into our greater divine self, connect with our higher self and divine consciousness, and be able to step into the world daily, into this divine consciousness. So it teaches us, although the world is, there is suffering, it's also full of the overcoming it and coming back to our true nature that is always there but has been forgotten. So it's not this discovery, it's this rediscovery of coming back to, you know, this lost sense of self, into coming back of truly who we are and understanding who we are not, to realize the powerful soul of who you are. So rather than, again, going back to seeking this through material wealth, relationships, external validation, that wellspring of blessings does not lie in the external, but it's in the depths of your own being. So just let that assimilate, of what it is outside, you know, that you're searching for, and that it's right there. It's within you. It's always been there all along. So, you know, picture within each of us lies this spark of the divine, our highest self, an eternal flame that illuminates our path. So as we transcend from the mind, quiet the mind, life is meant for meditation, and then we open the heart. And then from that love, this spark, this light, illuminating our path and infusing our lives with purpose and meaning for fulfillment, rather than trying to fill from outside, that it's learning how to go within and giving yourself that grace for if there's something that, you know, looking at old rules and belief systems and thoughts, because as we create our own reality, which can be a new concept to absorb, that it's our own self, our lower limited self, holding back from what it is. So oftentimes there can be this self-sabotage or thinking we want something, but what in our life would change that we're not ready to change? So if we truly want something, there's this will, there's this desire, are the actions, the efforts aligned with that? The, you know, attachment is the root cause of all suffering. So if you're going to attach to something, it's attaching to your spiritual practice, to meditation, to going within, to quiet the mind and to open the heart and let the wisdom and the guidance and the intuition come, that is there when we're not distracting and filling all this space. But it's allowing the space to open up and create this expansion into the true depths. So this divine essence, you know, use your own language, call it as you will, but the universe, wherever you're at this point, you know, it's not about beliefs. It's the truth. It's this discovery of from untruth to truth, from the lies and old programming, just forgetting everything that you've learned, this unlearning to come back to from the darkness to the light. So the source creation through your journey and practice, it then becomes this knowing. It's, you know, regardless of what the belief system is, you experience and discover and know this truth in every cell and fiber of your being. That, so the universe, God, source, creator, the creatrix, it's not separate from us, but it's rather intricately woven, excuse me, into the fabric of our own existence. This oneness, this unity, away from the suffering and delusions of the world of duality and being separate. So in this place where, yes, we all have these feelings of feeling alone at times, but then this realization, this self-realization, understanding and knowing, this intuitive feeling and knowing, and once, you know, shift beyond these limiting beliefs to the wisdom, the truth, that how can we truly feel that way? Because we are all one. We all are connected into this collective consciousness, because that's who we are. We are consciousness. We are all. And so when we acknowledge and embrace this truth, we begin to realize that we're not mere recipients of the blessings, but rather active participants in the creation. So in this creating own reality, that this mind, the limiting ego mind, excuse me, holding back from the flow. And just as a river flows from its source, so too do blessings flow from the infinite wellspring of our own divine nature. So think about it, feel it in every act of kindness, in every moment of gratitude, every expression of love is a testament to the inherent blessings that reside within us. You know, think about when someone sneezes. Do you say, bless you, or God bless you? Right? We're not just vessels waited to be filled. We are the architects of our own abundance, shaping our reality through the power of our thoughts, intentions, and actions. And no matter where you are on your path, I remember, you know, years back, I don't know, decades back, where I was so stuck. You know, my energy was so stuck, feeling so victim to just seeing through this limited scope, this lens that was it just so limiting that I couldn't see the full expansion, the full prism, that it was myself blocking from my thoughts, where it wasn't in the present. It was all filled from the impressions and the experiences of the past, stuck in these memories that we're limiting and judging the current experience. So it was coming from fear rather than conscious choice. And that's why life is meant for meditation, to be aware, to be conscious, be conscientious, be aware of our consciousness and who we truly are, who we're not, and to take the leap, to trust. We can't trust others until we trust ourselves. And when we trust ourselves, this process, that's another area. And on top of, I talked about patience, there's these 12 main categories for healing, and trust is another one of those. So going back to, you know, not being vessels, that we truly, what is in our power, letting go of the control of the uncertainty, that there's something beyond us, that we are not, that it is our thoughts. That's what we have control of, to change our thoughts, to rewire our belief system. And when we change our thoughts, we shift our feelings. And know that we're separate. We are not our thoughts. We are not our feelings. So be the witness. Be the non-judgmental observer and witness through the eyes of love and compassion and blessings, to feel and get to that place of experience of grace. That peace is when you transcend from the mind, open the heart, and where your soul connects with spirit, to feel this sense of peace. So tapping into this reservoir of divine blessings within, it's this shift in perspective. So it starts with changing our thoughts, our belief system, being open to a willingness to see ourselves not as separate from the divine, but as integral expressions of it, rays of light. So through practices such as, like I've been talking about, meditation, through mantras, the way you speak to the universe, through affirmations, the way you speak to yourself, prayer, self-reflection, through breath work, through pranayama, these ways that we are quieting the mind, quieting the noise of the external world and all of this programming and all of this, you know, heightened into our senses and overstimulation and hyperarousal, to quiet the mind, to quiet the noise, and to attune ourselves to go inward, to the whispers of the wisdom, the inner wisdom that is there. So I ask yourself, I invite you to check in. What is it? Where is your energy? Where is your focus? And then don't judge it, just observe. And now, where is it not? Where is your focus? And by it being there, where is it not? What is it that these signs or messages from different pain points that are speaking to you, or inward, your intuition, this other guidance, what is it that you're not listening to? Because the whispers are there when we give ourselves the space to go within. So as you cultivate a deeper connection to your divine nature, you're opening yourselves up to the infinite possibilities that abound, to the limitless self beyond the mind, beyond the thinking mind and the limitations, and going beyond. then you can begin to recognize the blessings are not limited resources to be hoarded, but rather abundant gifts meant to be shared with the world. So it goes back to these old impressions, these old beliefs through younger ages, of whether it was a scarcity mindset or an abundant mindset. So I invite you to just contemplate this, let some of this assimilate. You can reach out if you're ready to deepen your practice, start your practice wherever it is. Let go of, okay, I'm not good at meditation. Let go of that. Just see where else in your life are you saying that I'm not good at something or it's holding you back. It is a practice. It is a lifelong practice. And it starts with one breath at a time. So if you reach out for a transformational discovery call, we start and see just right where you're at. And we check in with your unique makeup of your energy. Where are you? It's a starting point of this mirror image assessment. And we start there, not judge it. We want to have love and compassion for exactly where you are is where you're meant to be. But to quiet the mind, quiet the fears, quiet the doubts, and to trust, to if you are open to, if you're here, there's some type of grace within you that has you seeking to your true self for this fulfillment of self-realization of who you are, for greater peace and bliss and love, light, and liberation in any aspect of your life, whatever that is. So making a conscious choice for yourself, you know, what is that return on investment rather than the fear that's holding you back from ultimately ourself? It's the mind, it's the ego self holding back from where we are to where we want to be. And it takes this effort, this energy, this desire and will to put in to take action for ourselves from where you are to where you want to be. So you can go to my website and connect at sonialynn.com. You can go to if you're local, the next breathwork experiences. I have one coming up on the 28th in New London, and there's an abundance of them coming up in April. And then there might be one or two in May, and then it's going to quiet down in the different wellness studios and centers, and it will be more private sessions or at my online through Zoom or at my healing center and Breath of Life Temple in Hillsborough. And then also coming up is there's some technical difficulties, so I'm just waiting for my tech person that is so helpful in the link for the Breath of Life course. And so I'll get that up and running, but you can email me at sonia@sonialynn.com if you have any questions and want to save your spot. And there'll be more on that. So this Breath of Life is a 6-week course to set up. It's all about consistency, and this self-discipline, there's the word. So setting up this practice to meet you where you're at wherever your lifestyle is, to create this practice, to go inward, have the wisdom come forward, to learn to quiet the mind. And rather than following that ego mind trying to keep you safe, to develop the sense of safety that the world is safe. So to live your life and feel this safety and to follow your breath, to follow your spirit, your soul, your heart, and follow the blessings and allow those blessings to continue to grace you and to come forward from within. Love, light, and liberation to you. Namaste.